To be honest with you, it's news for me as well, but that's okay. There is a team working within the HSC. They've visited a number of the emergency departments and a number of the hospitals across the country over the last couple of years. By all means, if there's anything that can, any expertise or insights or help or otherwise that can be brought in, we'd be more than happy with that.
Just as it relates to the commentary from consultants and the GPs, and some of the issues I raised with you in the last interview last week, Tony, do you accept that there's a particular problem, not just in the ED, but across many services at Letterkenny?
Yes. To answer the question briefly and succinctly, I would say yes. And I would say that the problems that we see at Letterkenny are largely associated with access. So when we look in the emergency department on any given day, when there are patients lying on trolleys awaiting admission, that's an access issue. Getting them into the bed, into the most appropriate location as quickly as possible, that's an access issue. And the other key access area that we also have problems with Letterkenny is around people awaiting elective procedures. And so they wait for periods of time on a waiting list before they can access the service in that way. And both of those are issues in Letterkenny. Now, I think to be fair and to be balanced in my comment, Greg, I would say that that is also true. If I was talking to you about any of the other five hospitals in our group, I would be saying something similar. And indeed, we could probably have a similar conversation around lots of hospitals around the country. So Letterkenny isn't different in some respects, but I think where it is definitely different is because of the population and it serves and where it is located. That's what makes Letterkenny different.